This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I gotta say, today is gonna be different. Today is gonna be different because you are gonna be hearing from some of my clients, some of the amazing people in my Fat Loss Fast Track program, and you're gonna be hearing from them in their own words, in their own voices, because I asked them to share some of their challenges and what they've overcome and some of their progress with you. There are two reasons that I decided to do that. Number one is related to an email that I got last week that I would imagine is a feeling shared by many of you. And it was from a new listener, and she said, you know, Elizabeth, it's really great that you have transformed physically so significantly, but here you are on your island of success, and I am drowning. Now, I don't see it that way. I get it. I struggled and struggled, and I've found a way to cope with my emotions without food, and I've lost a tremendous amount of weight, but I don't ever want anybody to feel like I am on an island saying how wonderful it is over here while you struggle. Instead, I see myself as pushing the struggle bus to help you up the hill and get you to a place where you can believe that you have done it too. But I totally understand that for a lot of people, it seems like, yeah, okay, so you've overcome some stuff, but I haven't yet. And so the reason for sharing some of these stories from some of the folks in my Fat Loss Fast Track is because for some of them, this is their first Fast Track with me. And so they are, at the time they sent me these recordings, 9 or so weeks into a process where they started very frustrated. And in a lot of cases, very hopeless and defeated. Now, some of the people you'll hear from, they're in their second Fast Track with me, but regardless, they're a little bit closer to the pain and to the struggle. And so I thought that for some of you, you might really resonate with their stories. The other reason that I want to share their stories is because I will be opening up a small number of spots into the spring Fat Loss Fast Track here in just a few days. And so I wanted you to hear from them what has been helpful to them, what reservations they had about joining the Fast Track, and how the program has measured up to their expectations and kind of what they've gotten from it at this point. Again, some of them are only 9 weeks into their first 12 weeks. Some of them are in their second series, but still, I think this is helpful to see where people had doubts, how people have changed both physically, mentally, and emotionally, and to kind of give you guys a heads up that I am going to be opening up a limited number of spots into the spring 12-week/90-day program. With that said, I do limit not only the number of people, but I put a barrier to entry up there in the way of a free training. So the Fast Track itself isn't free, but I do an initial training to introduce you to three of the most effective strategies I use with the folks that I work with one-on-one or the people that I work with in the Fast Track, just so you get a feel for how I operate, how I coach, the way I help people overcome their challenges. I want you to get a taste before you commit. And the other thing is, I know that the people who are there that give the hour of their time that really want to learn that information are going to be invested in the process. Now, I totally understand there are going to be people like, I can't make the days and times. I actually just found out recently there's something like 196 countries or 197 countries in the world. We have listeners in 175 countries, which is crazy. So I know that not everybody will be able to make the days and times of this free training that I'm talking about, but We will find a way to make it work. I've got trainings at noon Eastern, at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 9 p.m. Eastern over a couple of different days. So if you want to grab one of those spots, because I open up the spaces into the Spring Fat Loss Fast Track on those free trainings. And it really is first come, first serve. I limit the number of people because I want to make sure that I am not taking on more people than I can personally help. The people that you'll hear from today will tell you how responsive I am, how available and accessible I am, and what a big difference that makes. And so I'm not just gonna open it up and, you know, just whatever, I'll do the best I can. No, I limit it intentionally to make sure that I can reach the people who need to be reached. So if you want to grab a spot on one of those free trainings, just go to primalpotential.com/fasttrack. That's one word at the end, fast track, but there's two T's, right? Because fast ends in a T and track begins with a T. primalpotential.com/fasttrack. And if the days and times you see right away don't work for you, you'll see a little button at the bottom that says these days and times don't work. Click here and it'll take you to another option. So I am trying really hard to accommodate and will certainly do everything I can to make sure that any of you who are interested in getting that information can do so. So the first person I want you to hear from is one of the beautiful ladies who is in the middle of her insane transformation. She's in her second fat loss fast track with me. Her physical results are amazing, but what's even more amazing to me are her emotional and mental transformations. She has changed so much, and I'm gonna let her share her story. I'm jumping in about a minute into the recording, so if it seems like you missed something, don't worry. I'm starting about 1 minute in, all right? So I would like to introduce you guys to Maggie.
When I was struggling a couple weeks back, you know, one of your pieces of advice to me was to lean in any way possible, and that was like another measure of that, to lean into the Facebook group, like just be in touch with it. Having that there as a support was really good. Also, obviously, above all, really your availability and support, knowing that you're there. I mean, you're there regardless of whether or not we're in the group, but the access to you was really important. Like, even again, like going back to the Facebook group, putting something up online and having you respond so quickly to it, or, you know, really chime in with your opinion in the split second in the age we live in, that's really good. And it's really helpful because there's so many times where, you know, a lot of this journey we feel the need in a moment. And if you can be there and to help in the moment, I think that's really powerful and important as well. Yeah, also obviously the webinars, the emails, like pretty much everything you do, it's all really helpful. I think you've tailored this pretty much to hit on every angle of this. I mean, the webinars are great, the themes, challenges, the emails. I really enjoy every bit of it because it keeps me really engaged, and I really need that. That's a huge rock for me. If like this isn't at the forefront of my mind, then my mind will just wander. It just starts like, you know, chasing butterflies in a field somewhere. So for that to help keep my focus, the eye on the prize, that's very important to me. As far as how I've changed physically and emotionally, I hope you're, you know, in it for the long run, EB. I mean, I have changed considerably in so many ways since I first started listening to you. Like back in March or April of last year was when I found your podcast. I remember just looking through iTunes, you're in the top 100, and I was like, what is this? This looks pretty cool. And as soon as I listened to your podcast, I felt an instant connection with you. Because through what you were saying, I knew I could do this. I wasn't being looked down on. I wasn't being talked at. I wasn't asking questions and then like already knowing the answers. It was like, this is the real work. This is everything. This is so important. And I knew at the time, because I had been going to therapy for some jazz, you know, just I'm very into like cognitive behavioral change, And when I listened to you, I thought that that's what it is. It's like, if I'm going to make a change, this is going to be the one, and I want to live the rest of my life like this. This is not a fad. This is not 2 weeks. This isn't like, you know, try to drop 30 pounds overnight. This is who I wanted to be. So at one point, I remember listening to one of your webinars, and it was, it was the Transform in May one. And I did everything you said to do, which I was just so excited about, you know, really envisioning who that person was that I really wanted to be. I should note that prior to that, you had in a podcast talked about how you vet your clients and how you ask them to write down what they eat for 2 weeks, and when they eat, what they eat, if they're alone, who they're with, and what their emotional state is. And you're like, if you can do that, then I know you're ride or die, which I just loved. So I did that for a couple weeks, and I was like, okay, I can do this. Then there was the webinar. I wrote down who I wanted to be, what that person did, what their behaviors were, what they looked like, all the way down to like what their perfume was. Like, who do I want to be? Every little detail, every bit of minutia, you know, I tried to get it out on the page, and from that, you know, really formulating goals, where, you know, what can I do next to get me one step closer? So that was life altering. I mean, that was the biggest change of them all. The fact that I felt that I could do it, and I stuck with it, because it was these little changes. I could do it. I knew I could do it. You know, it's like you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And that was so, so important to me. And that I was talking to, or I was communing with someone, like I was communing with you on the podcast, and I was like, this is a person who's done this. Like, they've done this. I know I can do it. So other things, I did to help with that process. You know, it's like I started an Instagram account, and I began surrounding myself with people and ideas and books and, you know, podcasts, everything I could, everything to saturate my vision with progress in myself. So that was it. Really, the biggest emotional change for me was knowing that I could do it and following through. And one of the greatest accomplishments was setting a goal and doing it. I have those goal pants, and this time last year, I couldn't fit in them at all. Like, I actually couldn't wrap my head around how I was gonna put these pants on. And I was like, how do people even do this? I just can't even fathom it. I was so out of touch, you know, this distance with reality that I had as this time last year. You know, it's like, I'm a smart chick. I know a whole bunch about science, nutrition, you know, that's what I'm going to school for. I'm a professional chef. And yet I couldn't figure it out. And I was so out of touch with myself. And I put those pants on the other day, and they're so close to fitting, Elizabeth. Come April, it's going to be my 31st birthday, and I'm going to wear those pants. I'm going to wear them out. I'm so close. I mean, I could wear them out right now, but I want to, you know, I want to make them jazzy. But 2 years ago, I would never have believed that I would have done that. And today, I know that I can do anything. Like, when I emailed you about finances and, you know, putting those building blocks together, how you can traverse across any other issue when you have these principles in your mind. You're like, okay, we'll take this big problem, break it up into small pieces, and go from there. I know that I can do it. I feel fearless for the first time in my life. I feel confident. I feel beautiful. I'm still surprised when I look into the mirror and I'm like, whoa, you're doing it. And I can get really emotional when I do that. Sometimes I'm like, you did this. Like, this is the way you've always went, and you did it. I put in that work. I am my own prize. And I'm so grateful. From early May to now, I've lost 40 pounds. I've lost 13 inches in my waist. 13 inches. That is insane to me. I lost 5 1/4 on my bust. I lost 9 1/2 on my hips. Again, nuts. Can't believe that. 4 1/2 inches on my thigh and 3 1/2 inches on my bicep. And that's the beginning, you know? Those are just my physical results. But honestly, I really feel like every day that I am doing this, I become the physical manifestation of my emotions. And that is the most important piece of this, how I can look how I feel. When I look at myself, I'm like, you look really pretty. When I see pictures of myself that I don't hate, I don't just not hate them, I like them. I'm like, oh, I look like a person in this now. Like, I can actively be a member of society. And I don't have the crippling pressure of my weight or my lack of confidence in myself. That is so unbelievably important to me. And I really have you to thank. If like the stars hadn't aligned and I hadn't listened to you, oh man, I don't want to think about that outcome. I know that I've put the work in, and I know you would say something like, you did the work. I know, but I may have been the cannon in the cannon, or like the cannonball in the cannon, but you helped me light that fuse. And I really feel like this is a group project, honestly, and it really takes a village. And I think that's what's so great about the group, because we're bringing all these issues to light, you know? I really want to note also, I hope you're still listening, and I'm sorry if I'm rambling, but I am so proud of you. You are so strong, and you're so kind. You have given your life to this, and I feel it in every word you say to us. That's no joke, and I'm so in awe of you. Such passion, you know? I wanted to also note that your last podcast was downright amazing, okay? Like, you didn't have to worry about that. I really hope that you didn't worry about it. I know that you said, you know, you weren't sure how it would be received, but you know what? Cast the wide net. Weight and especially binging, those issues thrive in the shadows, you know? There is no more powerful light than to be open and honest about your personal struggles. That hit so home with me. Oh my God, I was looking back on some of, like, even the 2-week journal before I even started any of this, when I didn't change my diet at all. It's like, always, that feeling, the shame, the regret, the rush, when you're eating, and it's a split second. The best feeling is when you know you're going to do it, and then everything after, your life just falls apart. I want to thank you so much for that episode. My God, it's so comforting, you know, it's the most comforting message of all time. You're not alone. So many people are made to feel that they're alone in so many things, especially weight. I mean, the hammer comes down. You know, what do you, have no self-control, and you wear it. That's the thing. Oh God, it's like a total nightmare. But I just want to say that episode, I mean, with every other episode, but my God, you know, it just speaks to your ironclad integrity. And I cannot thank you enough, and I hope that you are very proud of who you are and what you do too, you know. I don't know if you, I mean, I hope you do. You understand the impact you have with the people who heard that. You know, your truth needs no preface. You helped save my life all of those months back. You really did. You've helped me so much. And I know that you're saving the lives of countless others by sharing your story. Elizabeth, always, I'm so grateful that you're in my life. I admire you, I respect you, and I'm so proud of the work you do. You know, I still have a ways to go, right? But I know anything is possible when you're in my earbuds and on the other side of my email.
How unbelievably powerful is her message? So many things stand out to me in that. And obviously I get a little emotional hearing it because, you know, when she said, we wear our shame, that is one of the hardest things about struggling with food choices is that for many people, we wear it. We want to hide it. We might eat in secret, but we carry that around with us everywhere. The other thing that strikes me as so powerful about what she shared is it started for her with the podcasts, and then she attended one of my free webinars, and all she did for 14 days was track because I said that that's how I vet my clients. She didn't change the way she ate. She just tracked for 14 days, and that was the beginning. And then she said, I did everything you said. She could have made exceptions and excuses and frustrations, and there are challenges, and she's in school, and she's on a budget, and there's temptation, and she has cravings. But she just said, you know what? This person has been there. I trust her, and I'm going to do the work. And when she shared, oh, I'll get choked up, when she said, for the first time, I feel fearless, and I feel beautiful, and I am my own prize. Guys, it doesn't get better than that. She doesn't have a special superpower. She doesn't have a special skill set. She just did the work. She just did the work. And she is one of many. So next, I want to introduce you to Christina. And she is finishing up her first round of the Fast Track. She's doing it with her sister. You'll hear about that. And she has gone from binging and isolating herself, right, because of shame about her weight, she has decided to stop waiting to live until she has lost the weight. And her transformation is amazing. She's going to share one of the mantras that has been so helpful to her. I create a list of affirmations for the folks in the group, and then we add to them as they come up with their own. And one of the ones that she and her sister came up with is, I control the process, not the progress. I'm always saying, be committed to the daily work without being attached to the daily results. And this mantra that she is using every single day, I control the process, not the progress. And she's also going to share some of her big rocks, the big rocks that make the difference for her in terms of her success. So this is Christina.
So before the Fat Loss Fast Track group coaching, I had just become extremely frustrated. I would work myself up and get really, really motivated and do well for a while. Often I would reach some of my goals, usually in time for a specific event that I was gearing up for because I knew there would be pictures taken. But inevitably, I would go back home and then fall back into my bad habits, which included binging, included isolating myself from activities or, you know, everything that I could avoid because I just felt so awful. I felt like I was a failure. I just had no confidence and I didn't want anybody to see me like that. And it wasn't because I didn't know what to do. Like, it wasn't because I didn't know what to eat or how to exercise or that sleep was important. You know, I was the queen of research. I read all the websites. I read all the books. I was researching all the time. But the one thing that was missing from all my past weight loss attempts and all my past diet programs that I tried was that mental peace. And so that has really been the greatest change for me since starting this group. I no longer spend nearly all of my energy planning a diet, planning how much weight I was going to lose and by when, planning, you know, what I was going to eat or not allow myself to eat, or how I was going to start this new exercise program. Now, with this group, I focus all of my attention on action, on doing the work, on doing my best in each moment. The big rocks for me that I have found throughout this experience include tracking. Elizabeth says it all the time, but if you're not tracking, I don't know why, because it is just extremely, extremely important and helpful. Another big rock for me is having a fat loss friendly breakfast. I've really found that if I start my day off on a good note, it really helps me to keep my day going well with making good choices. Another big rock has been affirmations, which I was really skeptical of at the beginning, but I have found that they have just been so helpful, particularly for keeping myself mindful. When you have that mantra in your head, especially if you just have one or two that you've memorized, it really does stick in your head and help you to make better, more mindful choices in the moment. And one of the ones that I have been keeping in my mind lately that I stole from my sister, who is also in this group, is I control the process, not the progress. And that one has been huge for me, just keeping my mind where it needs to be, which is on what I can do, which is the process, controlling the process, the choices that I make, not thinking about, you know, how much weight can I lose by this date. You know, I can't control that. I can control what I put in my mouth and, you know, how I'm moving my body day in and day out. And speaking of my sister, we started an Instagram page just to support each other and share our pictures of what we're eating and motivational quotes. So just a quick shout out, if you want to follow us on Instagram, we are at The Primal Sisters. So follow us. Anyway, the other thing that has been huge for me throughout this time has just been the accountability of the group, of having Elizabeth to reach out to and the other members of the group, because it helps keep my mind focused on my goals, doesn't let me isolate myself, and it doesn't let me drift, which I would do in the past. So, you know, has it been perfection? Has it been smooth sailing with effortless, speedy weight loss? No, of course not. I've slipped up. I've made non-fat loss friendly choices, but I no longer beat myself up over it and let it derail my entire day or my entire week. I move forward and I make the next choice the best choice that I can make. If that mental shift were the only thing that I got out of this group, it would have been worth it, because I am so much more at peace. I'm so much more loving towards myself. I'm more confident. I'm no longer isolating, and I'm no longer waiting to lose weight to start living my life to the fullest. I think I emailed you a few weeks ago that I had started online dating, which dating was something that I had avoided because I thought that I could only date until I got to X weight. You know, no one would like me until I got to this weight. And through the process of this group, I have started to love myself enough to feel worthy enough and to realize that I want someone who loves me the way that I am now, no matter what. And I did end up meeting a guy through my online dating experience. So what do you know? But anyway, on top of all that mental shift, I have also lost 2.5 inches on my waist and kept it off consistently, which is huge for me. Plus my clothes are looser, my skin is clearer, I get less migraines, I have more energy, and I just feel good. Like, I feel so much better. So I just can't thank you enough for all that you do, Elizabeth, and I'm really looking forward to continuing the group in April with the next group. So again, thanks, Elizabeth.
I can relate to so much of Christina's process. And one of the things that I loved most about what she shared is she switched her focus from the planning and the reading and the preparing and psyching herself up to just action. Keep it simple and take action every single day. Pay attention to what is the highest impact thing for you and do that thing and do it every single day. And that has made all the difference. All of the difference. All right, I've got another short one here, shorter than the first two that I want to share with you, because this, I'm not gonna share a name. Some people are really forthright about their names and they have social media presences, and other people, obviously, it's personal, it's private, right? But in this case, we see how the mindset side of things, and Christina talked about this too, and Maggie as well, but the shift from negativity and beating yourself up, as she calls it, using herself as a punching bag, really held her back. And when she stopped doing that, so many of her food choices took care of herself because they weren't wrapped up in all of this negativity. Let's take a listen.
What made the biggest difference for me was I didn't realize how much my thoughts were holding me back. I was someone that always used to beat myself up after bad choices. If I ate something I felt like I wasn't supposed to eat, I would get really down on myself. I would think, oh my God, I messed up. I'm never going to get this right. I'm such a failure. I don't even deserve it. And it's easy listening to myself say that those things now to be like, wow, I wonder if that was affecting my progress, but I had never thought about it before. And Elizabeth taught me that not only was treating myself like a human punching bag unnecessary, but it was actually counterproductive. It used to be one bad choice would start the shame spiral and lead to another bad choice and another and another. But now if I make a bad choice, I just learn from it and move on and make a better choice next time. And after I lost the shame that I was carrying around with me, I went from being overweight to being a normal weight for my height while actually feeling good about myself the whole time, which I would have told you was impossible.
The shame spiral. I can absolutely relate to this shame spiral where, like, I'm disgusting because I made this choice, so now I should punish myself for it, and then I'm going to make another bad choice, and then I'm going to feel even worse. And it is a vortex that can be really tough to get out of. But once you realize it's not productive, it's not working, we don't have to wrap everything up with this negativity, we can break free from it, which is amazing. Now, the next story I want to share has to do with the all or nothing attitude. And I know this is a huge rock for so many people who are either on or off. And when you're on, you set the standard so high that you can't sustain it. And then you fail and you feel frustrated and then you're nothing. And it doesn't work at all, but so many of us get stuck there. So let's hear a little bit about how we can overcome this all or nothing mindset and begin to make legit progress.
I think I was thin for a good part of my life up until around my mid-20s. But then slowly, every year, you know, I gained a little bit more weight. And I knew how to lose the weight, but for some reason, it just wasn't working. I knew all the latest research on food and nutrition. I understand how weight loss works, but I kept trying and failing over and over. And I realized that my biggest challenge was mindset. I'm definitely an all-or-nothing thinker. You know, I'll make these elaborate plans, these super strict diets and all this exercise. And then in a few weeks, when I couldn't keep it up, I'd feel like a total failure. And this went on for years. Eventually, it took a toll on my self-esteem, and that totally affected all parts of my life. I felt like I didn't even deserve to be happy, and I so wasn't happy. And then quite by accident, I stumbled upon Primal Potential. I started listening to the podcast in the fall of 2015. And I joined the winter group in January of 2016. So far, I've lost almost 15 pounds and about 4.5 or 5 inches off my hips. And that's around 2 sizes so far. And I'm super happy with that progress. So here is what's changed for me in the last 6 months. Number one was I had to really change how I think. And the podcast and the winter group totally helped me do that. The big thing for me is I had to stop aiming for perfection. I had to get rid of the dieting mindset, this all or nothing mindset, and I stopped obsessing about food. I stopped beating myself up and feeling guilty about food. You know, I realized food is food and it's okay to eat it. I learned that by keeping promises to myself that I'm starting to build self-esteem, and that self-esteem is sort of helping me with the success. One of the big things I had to do is I had to figure out what lies and excuses I was telling myself. And that to me was one of the biggest things I had to do. Some of my excuses were, well, it's already open, I just want to get rid of it, or I can't waste it, it's just one bite, or I'll get all my indulging over with today and then I'll start over tomorrow. One of the big ones I used to tell myself was, well, I got to eat something. So that would give me, you know, permission to kind of eat whatever I wanted. The other big thing, I had to figure out what the big rocks were that were holding me back and actually do something about that. For me, evenings were a very bad time. I would do a lot of eating that I shouldn't be doing in the evening time, not being prepared with good choices, this all or nothing mentality, and finding a way to stay motivated and staying away from the stress and the negativity. I learned how to be grateful and to really sort of stop feeling sorry for myself and making excuses, and to be patient with myself and the progress that I was making, because generally we just want a quick fix, but I know that is not the way to make a permanent change. The other thing is that I had to really change what I did. So first thing, I started with the podcast, and those have been so helpful because there are so many practical solutions there. I've been eating well and paying attention every day to what I'm eating, and that includes tracking, every day writing down how I feel and what I've been eating, making sure I'm prepared with good food choices, and then allowing myself to indulge from time to time, being present for that and really enjoying that guilt-free. The last thing was I had to learn how to measure my progress with the camera and not the scale. That one was a big one for me because I've been weighing myself for years. And so now what I'm seeing is the change in my body on film as opposed to, you know, on the scale. In the end, I think what's helped me the most really is with the podcast is fundamentally changing how I think about food and how I think about fat loss. And I really finally believe for the first time that I'm actually going to reach my goal. And I can't wait to see my progress pictures in a year from now. And I'm not even in a hurry for that. I'm not trying to crash diet because I know that this is going to be a permanent change and I'm going to have the rest of my life to enjoy it. You know, you don't realize what beliefs and behaviors are holding you back until you really stop to look at them. And these podcasts have really challenged me to not only how I think, but sort of how I act, how I treat other people, how I treat myself and my body. I'm happier, I like myself more, I'm worrying less, and I'm super excited about the future, and I cannot wait to be who I'm becoming.
Those elaborate plans and super strict diets, I'm telling you, I spent 20 years in that cycle. And the thing is, it begins to erode your confidence, right? You no longer trust yourself because you've set out for all of these grand plans before and you just fell short. So you don't trust yourself. You don't trust your next plan. You don't trust your promises to yourself. And that can be really dangerous, but it can be overcome, and it can be overcome pretty quickly. For the folks in the Fat Loss Fast Tracks with me, we work through those things very directly. You know, like Maggie said in her note, we bring them into light. There is no shame. We talk about the tough stuff together so that we can overcome it, so that we can overcome the all or nothing thinking and really begin to make progress. Now, you can see why I limit the enrollment, because I really want to be very engaged. I want to have a personal relationship with everybody in the group to the extent that that's what they want too, right? I'm certainly not pushy about it, but when people chime in with questions or challenges or struggles, I want to be able to respond to every single person no matter what. So that is why I limit the enrollment. So the first phase of getting one of these spots into the spring program is to attend one of these free trainings to get sort of a sneak peek of how I work with the clients and what the Fast Track is all about, what it includes, what it looks like, how it works. So you go to primalpotential.com/fasttrack. One word, but there's two T's, right? Fast ends with a T, track begins with a T. Fast Track, T-R-A-C-K. And that way you can register for one of those free trainings. Now, this last clip that I want to share with you, this is from Wanda. And Wanda has an amazing weight loss story already, but she's not where she wants to be yet. She's appeared on other podcasts because Wanda has already lost 160 pounds. Does that not blow your mind? She has lost 160 pounds, but she still has some struggles and she still has a ways to go. And so I want you to realize that whether you've already lost a lot of weight and you're struggling to kind of get over the finish line, or you have a lot of weight to lose and you're struggling to get started, I want to help. And I'm completely confident that I can. So let's listen to Wanda's story.
When I started working with Elizabeth Benton, I had a serious problem with binge eating. I would binge on large quantities of food. Even though I had lost 160 pounds through diet and exercise, I still couldn't get the binging under control. Since working with Elizabeth Benton and the practices and principles she has taught me, I can say I feel better about the binge eating. She has given me valuable tools to use when I feel the urge to binge. I know if I want to eat something that is off plan, I should pause and ask myself three valuable questions. How is that food going to make me feel? How do I want to feel in 1 hour? Given the answer to these two questions, is it worth it for me to still have it?
It really is about the practice of simple strategies one at a time. It is not about a list of rules that we need to follow or a list of foods we need to eat, but about understanding what holds us back and strategically overcoming those challenges. One of my clients that's in the fast track is going on vacation, and I was talking to her about the things to consider when she's making food choices. And she said, I know those come second nature to you, but they don't to me. It's almost like I need a recording of you saying those things. So I sent her a recording. I literally sent her a voice note to play to herself to start to get in the pattern and in the rhythm and to get comfortable asking questions of yourself when you're at a critical decision-making point. So I would love it if you guys are interested in learning more about the Spring Fat Loss Fast Track. All the details will be shared on the webinar. The first part of the free training is going to be an intro to how I coach, the three most common and effective strategies I teach my clients to help them overcome some of the tough stuff when they've tried a million different things and maybe nothing's worked or they haven't been consistent, because I don't want you getting into the fast track without an understanding of how I interact with the folks in there, because I want you to be comfortable. I want you to be sure that it's for you. And then from there, I will open up probably about 60 more spaces, 60, into the group, and I'll tell you all the details, what's included, how much time it takes, all that kind of stuff for the 90-day program. So all you need to do is go to primalpotential.com/fasttrack, FASTTRACK, one word, no space, and you'll see the different day and time options to sign up for that free webinar, and I really hope to see you guys there. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.